Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide to the technical side of things.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking so you don't have to. Today we're talking about something I've heard is both incredibly powerful and a bit intimidating: Rust systems programming.
That's right, Jamie. Rust is redefining the game of systems programming with its unique approach to memory safety, performance, and modern tooling. It's a language that promises C-level performance without the C-level pain.
C-level pain? Sounds like my last visit to the chiropractor. But seriously, I've heard Rust mentioned a lot lately. What makes it so special?
Well, for starters, Rust's ownership and borrowing model is a game changer. It literally eliminates entire classes of memory bugs at compile time. Imagine writing code and being told up front, "Hey, this is going to cause a problem later." That's Rust for you.
Hold up. So you're saying Rust is like that friend who stops you from texting your ex at 2 a.m.? Trust me, you'll thank me tomorrow.
Exactly like that. Rust has your back. It's designed around the idea of safety without sacrificing performance. No dangling pointers, no data races, just smooth, efficient code.
Okay, I'm intrigued. But how does it stack up against the old titans like C and C++?
Great question. Imagine a race where Rust and C++ are neck and neck on performance, but Rust is carrying less baggage, no memory leaks, fewer crashes, and it's thread-safe by design.
So, Rust is the athlete who trained smarter, not harder. Got it. But when should someone choose Rust over other languages?
Use Rust when you need low-level control but want to keep the safety on. It's perfect for embedded systems, operating systems, and even web browsers. Basically, any project where performance and safety are key.
And when should I avoid it?
If your project is heavy on rapid prototyping or relies on a vast ecosystem of third-party libraries not yet available in Rust, you might want to wait. Rust is still growing, and while its ecosystem is expanding rapidly, it's not quite at the level of, say, Python or JavaScript for those use cases.
Makes sense. Could we dive into a real-world example? I learn better with stories.
Absolutely. Let's talk about building a multi-threaded file processor in Rust. Imagine you have a bunch of files and you need to count the lines in each concurrently. Rust makes it safe and easy to parallelize this task without fear of data races.
Wait, so I can unleash the full power of my CPU without unleashing chaos? Rust sounds like a control freak's dream.
You could say that. Rust's Rayon crate lets you parallelize tasks with minimal fuss. It's like having an autopilot for managing threads.
I'm starting to see the appeal. But what about the learning curve? I've heard Rust can be challenging.
It's true. Rust demands a bit more upfront effort to master its concepts like ownership, lifetimes, and borrowing. But think of it as leveling up in a video game. Once you get it, you've unlocked a whole new world of power and safety.
So a tough climb, but the view from the top is worth it. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts or resources for our listeners wanting to dive into Rust?
For anyone looking to get started, the official Rust book is an excellent resource. And don't be afraid to get hands-on. Building small projects or contributing to open-source Rust projects can be incredibly rewarding.
Thanks, Alex. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this Rust journey. Remember, it's not just about the language. It's about building faster, safer, and more reliable software for the future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep coding smart and coding safe. Theme music fades out.